connected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Too many families face a widening gap between what they can afford and what they need to thrive. More than half of families in the U.S. today are one paycheck away from financial crisis. At Good 360, we deliver hope when families need it most, providing essentials like clothing, hygiene items, and household goods. Put help within reach. Learn more at good360.org.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet.
It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime Thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos through September 19th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. By HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports from Bob Ike and John Lindo at TodaysRacingDigest.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available, get the sheets. By the Gaslamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas, where the winner gets $1 million. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day in racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Icke and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Bob Icke, our regular co-host, has the weekend off. We're going to give him a little breather after a very busy Del Mar. It was a successful Del Mar, too, and we'll talk about those numbers a little bit later. A little bit different show today. We've got a couple guys off, including John Hardoon, Scott Shapiro, and Bob Icke. So we're going to look not only at opening weekend at Los Alamitos, nine races today, including the Becca Taylor Stakes. That goes as the ninth and final on the card with a 1 o'clock first post time. There's also a handicapping contest with the National Horse Player Championship seats on the line. We will talk to Bob Mazursky about that. But the major stakes races are out of the country. The biggest stakes races today are up at Woodbine in Canada, including four Grade 1 races with Breeders' Cup winning your in implications. The Natalma Stakes goes as the fifth race on the card at Woodbine. That's for two-year-old fillies, a mile on the turf. Seventh race today is the Grade 1 Summer Stakes, two-year-old colts. That's 1 mile on the turf. And then we go down to the ninth race. That's the Woodbine Mile, a terrific matchup there with notable speech and deterministic. And the E.P. Taylor Stakes goes as race number 10, and that is for fillies and mares going a mile and a quarter. So a really good group of races up there at Woodbine. So we're going to start off this segment talking a little bit more in detail about those races. And to do that, I'm going to bring in a special guest, Ron Gierkink from Daily Racing Form, who handles the coverage for Daily Racing Form up at Woodbine in Canada. Ron, it's been a couple of years since we had you on Thoroughbred LA. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, John. How are you today?
Doing great. And, boy, you got to be gnawing the legs off the table. You've got a great card up there. Not only those four stakes races, there are other stakes races as well. And to update what's happening now, last year at this time at Woodbine, that main turf course that goes outside the main track was under renovation. It is back in action now. So we're going to have a little different look for this year's version of the Turf Champions Day.
Yeah, so we're back to one-turn miles with the three of the grade ones today, the Natalma Summer and the Woodbine Mile, of course. And that Woodbine Mile, we're back with the defending champion, notable speed. He seemed a little cramped running on the inner turf last year with the tight turns and everything, but he proved to be sort of a workman-like winner of the race. And then he came back to win the Breeders' Cup mile at Del Mar, ended up being champion, Coupe's Award winning champion turf horse last year. So he's back to defend his title. And really, even with a couple of scratches, it's still a terrific field. We have Archivist and Irish Acres scratched out of the mile, which is the ninth race on the card.
Well, let's go kind of in chronological order. First of all, what are conditions today at Woodbine?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here. Both turf courses are firm. The inner turf is a little firmer than the main turf, just going by the going stick rating, but both courses are in great shape. So, and the tapita is always good. The main track's a 1 mile tapita, so things look good here today.
Excellent. Well, the fifth race today, which goes about 12:05 Pacific time, that's the Grade 1 Natalma for the two-year-old fillies. Got a field of 11 in here, and Mark Cassie has five horses entered. Now, a few of those were cross-entered into the summer against the colts and geldings. As I understand it, all five of the Mark Cassie fillies are staying in this filly in the Natalma. Is that correct?
Yeah. The 11. And the scratched horses are coming out of the summer, the cross-entered ones. So, yeah, this is a terrific field. You can make a case for a lot of horses in here. I picked Oompa De Lodge, the shipper of Graham Motions from Bear Hill. She won her only start fairly impressively at going short at Saratoga. And she's stretching out with John Velasquez with really a miler-type pedigree being by Kingman, out of an English Channel mare. I think she could run big with quite a bit of speed to run at. Going to the lead will probably be Catral, a Kevin Attard horse, who won on King's Plate Day here. It was a very fast maiden breaker going 6.5 on the main turf. It'll be interesting to see if La Mirada, who's maybe the best local two-year-old filly at Woodbine, a debut winner with an 86 buyer, she's kind of speedy too. If we'll see see if these two hook up on the lead. And if they do, it could certainly set up for a horse like the Motion horse that I just talked about, or maybe De La Renta, who she won one of the local preps here for the Soaring Free Stakes for Kevin Attard. Interestingly, Umberto Rispoli picks up the mount on De La Renta, daughter of Oscar Performance, who won the Woodbine Mile. So we'll have to see. I think Rispoli has a couple mounts on this card. He's over 13 at Woodbine Lifetime, so he hasn't had much luck here in the past, but he's got one live mount here in the De La Renta.
You know, looking at this race of the five Marchese trainees, Voyager tried the turf for the first time in her last start at Saratoga. That was a two-turn route. And even though she was on the lead and, you know, they were going slow, I like the way she finished up. She was game winning that race again, her first on grass. And she showed in her first couple of starts that she doesn't have to have the lead to run well. She might fall into a trip in here.
Yeah, she could. And she should be a square price with Castellano. The other Cassie horse to closely look at is Royal Foxtrot. Even though she's a maiden, she was second first time out to going short on the inner turf to go for launch, who came back to win a $200,000 stake at Saratoga. So, and then she came back and won, finished second in the prep for the Talma, the Catch a Glimpse stake. So both of her races were good. And she's kind of bred to stretch out, but she does have post 11, which, you know, might not be ideal, but with the long turn to the long run to the first turn, it could work out for her with Emma Wilson riding. So those look like the two best Marchese entrants.
Well, that's the Natalma Stakes, the seventh race on the card. That is the Grade One Summer for the all 2-year-olds, the colts and geldings. And you know, the entry that jumps out to me is Al Hadaiba, trained by Charlie Appleby for Godolphin. William Buick is in to ride. And in Daily Racing Form today, you had a really interesting stat on Charlie Appleby with shipping to Woodbine with Grade One races.
Yeah, I think like 10 for 21 lifetime he is at Woodbine. He's never had a starter not in a Grade One. And three or four of those were Woodbine Mile wins. And he's won the summer, I think, once or twice. But yeah, Al Hudaiba should be the favorite. He won three races at Newmarket this year, including a Group Two. And I guess he was favored in his last race, a Group Two at Goodwood. He was only beaten a half length, and the runner-up came back to win a Group Three at York. So he's like, to me, this is a two-horse race between him and I like Oscar quite a bit. The debut winner at Saratoga going long of that Miguel Clement trains with Kendrick Carmouche riding him. He was a really professional winner that day, waiting for room up the rail in the stretch, and then out-dueled another horse who came back to almost win the Grade Two, Three with Anticipation, Bull Leadership. And then that Oscar's maiden win contained two next out winners as well. So I think he's really live, and he's gone a route of ground already. He looked good schooling yesterday in the paddock. So those are the two I like in this race, Ahudeda and Oscar.
You know, I'll agree with you on Oscar. I thought he was really good the first race. Like you say, he was kind of covered up. He got a really good education. And then when he saw the daylight, he leveled off and he fought. And he was really game winning. He cuts back around one turn, even, you know, it's a mile race. But I think the way his style is, I think it'll set up fine for the one-turn mile. But again, those Godolphin Silks, anytime they go up to Woodbine, you've really got to respect what they bring up there. They're not there for a free lunch. They're there to take the money out. So we'll see what happens in the summer. The Woodbine Mile, race number 9. Again, it's just a field of 6 with a scratch of number 4, Archivist, and number 5, Irish Aces. But you've got a heck of a marquee matchup here. You have the defending champ, Notable Speech. Like you say, he won the 2-turn version of the Woodbine Mile last year, came down and he won the Breeders' Cup Mile at Del Mar. And you got Deterministic, who has just been nails at Saratoga. He is one tough horse to pass. He will get the jump on Notable Speech. And how do you see this race?
Yeah, I mean, I picked Deterministic over Notable Speech just off the speed angle, really. I mean, the rail here hasn't been used much on the main turf lately, so he's going to be on good ground, and he's probably he could inherit an easy lead, but even if it's a stormy Monday, tries to go with him, or he's the horse who can sit second nicely, like he did in his last couple races, and still kick in and win. So I like him speed-wise. Whether he can hold off notable speech, that's the big question of the day. And he's going to be, I guess, with the scratches, maybe he's going to be, he should be close to his 2-1 morning line, depending on how low notable speech goes. But he was a little slow to come around this year, notable speech, but he did win a group one at York last time, cutting back to 7 furlongs, interestingly. So initially, Godolphin and Appleby, they had another horse under consideration for this race. I think it was Opera Bella, and that horse ended up racing somewhere else. So this race may be a bit of an afterthought for notable speech. He is prepping for the Breeders' Cup, so I don't think he's a deterministic way on the lead. I think he's going to catch.
Oh, you broke up on me a little bit. Are you there?
Oh.
There you go. I got you. Okay. Yep. You know, the one horse that we didn't mention in this race, and I'll just throw it out there, Gas Me Up, was based in Southern California for a while, and I do think he's a much better one-turn horse than he is a two-turn horse, and he ran third in this race last year around the two turns. I don't know if he's the quality of deterministic or notable speech, but I think the one turn will help Gas Me Up.
Yeah, I agree. And the trainer, Kevin Tard, point out that he's 3-for-3 on the main turf, the big course. So he likes him a lot better on the big course, even though he's very good on the inner too, like last time when he got up to win the prep before the win by mile by a nose, the grade two King Edward. I think talking to Kevin the other day, he thinks his horse has never been better. He said the horse came back from California in great shape. Peter Erton had him over the winter, and he's really high on him. Just a question of, you know, maybe he's in line for another third place finish, or maybe if things work out, maybe he could be right there. But he's a local hope with Fraser Avely riding, who's really been riding well this year here. He's a second leading rider at Woodvine, a really talented young rider. So he retains the mount on Gas Me Up.
Well, the final grade one today at Woodbine, the 10th race on the card, that's the E.P. Taylor Stakes. That's 1.25 miles on the grass. And Diamond Rain was beaten in this race last year, but she is, of all the horses entered today, I don't think she liked the tight turns of the inner course last year. I think being on the wider course is going to help her quite a bit.
Yeah, she almost won this race last year. She had a slow start. And actually, that was just before we switched courses.
Oh, was it really? Okay.
Yeah, it was. If you look back, yeah, that was on the main turf on King's Plate Day last year. And then now they've moved this race back from that day. But she took a run at Sheffield's Prix through the stretch and came up ahead short. I mean, then she went to Del Mar and really got in some trouble in the Breeders' Cup filly and mare turf, right? She ran, I think I might have picked her that day off the big effort here. And she really had a bad luck. She got the winner off, slow to come around this year. See the Fire beat her in her comeback race. See the Fire is in this field. But that was like a four-horse field with no pace in the Dubai Middleton Philly Stakes at York in May. She came back and was beating a nose in a group three, and then she won a listed stake at York last time pretty easily, a small field. So it kind of looks like she's progressing to where she's peaking for this race and maybe the Breeders' Cup filling their turf again. You know, that said, I did pick See the Fire. I mean, this is a really classy mare. I counted her placing in 6 group ones in Europe over the years without winning one. And, her last two races in tough group one company weren't her best, but she was running against Ombudsman and Mini Hawk and Dars and Diamond Necklace. She was 3rd-2 last time in the Nassau. So I think she'll be a square price. And we'll see on her best day. She could maybe post a bit of an upset over Diamond Rain here.
You know, the one horse in here, Gimme Another, seven races in North America over seven different racetracks. So obviously she doesn't have to carry her track with her. I just wonder, do you think the mile and a quarter is going to be a little bit long for her?
Yeah, good question. It could be. I mean, she won the Beverly D last time, a mile and 3/16. She's kind of all out as the favorite over two of her current rivals, right? She did run here in the Canadian, as you can see, last year. On eighth, and no speed in the race. She just inherited the lead and really lost a heartbreaker, right, with Ryan Munger riding, which was too bad because this is a South African champion, and Ryan Munger's from South Africa. So since then, she's unbeaten racing from a – but you could certainly make a case that maybe the mile and a quarter is a little too far for her. But I'm using her, and with John Velasquez, I mean, Johnny V, man, when he comes up here, like he won the King's Plate here a couple weeks ago. He won the Woodbine a record five times. I mean, you always got to look. Every time, everything he rides here, you got to give a close look to, because he loves coming here and he wins.
Well, I appreciate all the in-depth coverage on the Grade Ones today. And, you know, like we do with all of our guests, I'm going to ask if you have a play that we can get behind, whether it's in those Grade Ones or somewhere else on the card today.
Yeah, my best bet in the paper is deterministic. I mean, maybe in the last race, I'll give you a chalky winner, War Legend. It's an inter-turf race going 7.5, 25, 9-2. The drop from four Ontario Sired 40, 9-2 to 25 at Woodbine is huge, no matter which level, maidens, 9-2s. And that's a big drop for this horse, and kind of looks like a horse that Cassie wants to win and doesn't mind losing them. It's a closer stalker with a lot of speed in the race. I think maybe you could end some sequences there with Key and singling that horse in the late pick four, or pick three, or whatever.
So that's the 12th race today at Woodbine, number seven, War Legend, 2-1 on the program for Ron. Mm-hmm. Ron, listen, thanks for taking the time to reach out and give us the coverage we need to do today at Woodbine. And we will talk to you sooner than – we'll get back to you sooner than we did this time. How about that?
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Ron Gierking from Daily Racing Form, who covers the racing at Woodbine for Daily Racing Form. Before we take our first break, I've got to give out a couple of plays with Bob on vacation today. I'll do a couple of plays. I did Linda reports that are available at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas for free. And at today's Racing Digest, I did one for Los Alamitos, the full card, and for the Derby City 6 sequence at Churchill Downs, because there's five stakes races in there. So you've got both of those there. So I'll do one from each track. And before I do that, if you want to get out to the South Point right now, we've got college football underway, pro football full board tomorrow, 866-780-7223. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players right at the South Point. Let's go to Churchill Downs first for me in the eighth race today, which is the Grade 3 Pocahontas Stakes. Number one, Pierrette. I didn't think she liked the Saratoga main track last time. She was kind of in the back taking a lot of dirt in her face. When she finally got a hold of the track, she finished up well and galloped out very well. She's back to Churchill Downs today where she's 2-for-2. She showed last time to me that she wants that one-turn mile. 9-2 on the program, number one, Pierrette, race number 8 today at Churchill Downs. And at Los Alamitos today, I'm going to go to race number 6. In the 6th race at Los Alamitos, number 8, Vern Gosden, had kind of a short work tab, showed a lot of speed in the debut at Del Mar, got tired after 5 furlongs. I think he needed that race. This time, drops into a claiming tag. Outside post, and Vern Gosden ought to clear this field. I think he's going to be in front, and at 8-1 on the morning line, that's worth a shot. So race 6 at Los Alamitos, number 8, Vern Gosden for me. Those are the plays there for both of us. I'm subbing in for Bob Ike there. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Los Alamitos and the Becca Taylor Stakes with Bob Mazursky. Then we're going to go down to Kentucky. We're going to bring in Kevin Kirstein, who does a lot of work on Kentucky Racing Communications, to talk about all those stakes races today at Churchill Downs. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here at AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos with outstanding daytime racing in beautiful Orange County through Sunday, September 20th. With racing action Friday through Sunday afternoon, every Saturday features major stakes action with top Calbreds facing off in the E.B. Johnston Stakes on September 19th. Past winners of this race include The Chosen Vaughn, Kings River Knight, and Mano Rose. The excitement continues with action-packed daytime thoroughbred racing action at Los Alamitos. Plus, when the sun goes down, the fun continues with our big weekend day and night doubleheaders right here at the Orange County Oval. Join us on track during our September meet. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or visit us at Burgart Sports Bar. You can enjoy the daytime action at your favorite satellite facility or on our live on-video stream at losalamitos.com or on our YouTube channel at Los Al QH. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos through September 20th.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. Reminder today, 1 o'clock first post time as Los Alamitos has their opening weekend. The feature is the Beckett Taylor Stakes, goes as race 9 on the card. And we'll talk about that in just a minute with Bob Mazursky. But as far as our Calbred of the Week, let's go back to Del Mar and Early Encore, who won the I'm Smokin' Stakes on Monday at Del Mar. Early Encore is by early voting out of the Into Mischief Mare Lute Player, was bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, is owned by a partnership that includes Desert Sun Stables, Saints or Sinners, Tier Racing, U Racing Stables, Barker, Haynes, Kostoff, and Levinson, and trained by John Sadler. Huge win by a very fast horse, Early Encore. Congratulations to the Connections, our Calbred of the Week. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky. We'll have him put on his publicity hat at Del Mar, first of all, before we get him on his handicapping hat. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing great. Again, a new stakes race at Los Alamitos today, the Becca Taylor Stakes. And just a little bit of background on the name of the race, Becca Taylor.
Yeah, she was a cowbred owned by and bred by Nick Alexander, who's had so many great cowbreds over the years, trained by Steve Miotti. She started 10 times. She won 9 of them. Her only loss was by a nose on the grass at Santa Anita. And her final race was her biggest win, the Grade 2 Great Lady M here in 2022. So we decided to name a race after her. It replaces the Dark Mirage, which a race has been run here going a mile the last few years. But this is the new one, and we're looking forward to it today. And it got a pretty decent field. Only 6, but I think there's a few of them that have a chance to win.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool that Nick Alexander is represented in the race. He has a filly named Billie Holiday in there. How do you see the race? I mean, to me, like you say, it's 6. The morning line favorite is Daney for trainer Bob Baffert, is facing winners for the first time. But pretty interesting field.
No, absolutely. You know, Daney is the favorite. She won first time out. She beat her stablemate, Mona Lisa, that day, and Mona Lisa was 9 lengths clear of the rest of the horse. So this filly's obviously proven fresh. Bob Baffert is looking for his 50th stakes win here since, you know, daytime racing returned, so that he's going for that milestone. La Vie Lumiere is a horse coming back for Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners and Michael McCarthy. She was last seen in the Bourbonette at Turfway Park. She's shortening up there. She hasn't won on dirt, but she's run okay on it. She was graded stakes place as a 2-year-old on dirt. You mentioned Billie Holiday. She comes off a pair of impressive wins. She was off a long layoff when she won at Del Mar, so we'll see if she's this good, and it would be kind of ironic if they won the race with this horse. And the Mohaven, of course, is probably the most accomplished horse in the race, given that she's had 3 cowbred stakes wins. Did not run well in the Torrey Pine, but they're putting her back to a sprint. I think that's her game, and getting back against this competition, I think she has a big look.
Well, that's the Becca Taylor Stakes today at Los Alamitos. Bob, how about a radio play at Los Al?
I am going to go to the 5th race. It's a maiden claimer for a 12-5 fillies. I like Jess Mendelson stretching out. She just, to me, has the even running style that maybe she'll do better around 2 turns. She's running against some fillies who have tried this distance and aren't particularly fast, and I'm hoping maybe the stretch out will help for Brendan Galvin. Kyle Frey rides 9-2 on the program in race 5, number 7, Jess Mendelson.
So that's the 5th race today at Los Alamitos, number 7, Jess Mendelson, 9-2 in the program for Bob Mazursky. Bob, we will look for all your stuff in the Southern California News Group, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Yes, John, I just wanted to bring up again the handicapping contest.
Oh, yes.
You can sign up until the second race, 1:30 about post time. You sign up at the Vessels Club. Across from the Vessels Club is a sign-up booth on the mezzanine level. As you mentioned earlier, the $500 buy-in, $400 goes on the live money card, and win, place, show, daily doubles, exactas, trifectas. You can bet. You have to bet at least $4, 4 races, and you know, 2 seats are up for the 2027 NHC.
And if you don't win, you still keep the money you make betting on those races. So it's a win-win situation there. It's a great contest. I've enjoyed playing in it many, many times, and you'll see a lot of friends out there. Get out, and it's only on track today at Los Alamitos, correct?
That is correct.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with the tournament out there, and we'll see a lot of our friends and players playing in the contest today at Los Alamitos, trying to get a berth into the 2027 NHC. Bob, thanks a lot, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care. Good luck, everyone.
That was Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos, bringing in a special guest today from Churchill Downs and out in Kentucky, Kevin Kirstein from the Kentucky Racing Communications, who does an awful lot of work keeping the word out about what's happening in the racing out there. If you have an X or Twitter account, he's great about giving updates on scratches, changes, video workouts when it gets to that time for the 3-year-olds. Kevin, first time on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
First time, long time, right? That's what they usually say.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate it. A lot going on. A great card today. But first of all, you know, had a little rain in the area the last couple of days. What are the conditions for racing today at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, we're fast and firm today. It looks like a pretty nice day for racing. There was a chance of rain earlier on in the morning. So just sort of see how that track plays. The track plays early on in today's card, because it might get a little speedy because the track maintenance crew, you know, sort of was on their toes if the rain came. They wanted to make sure the track was sealed, you know, versus now that it looked like it passed through. So just see how the track plays. But it looks like a great day for racing here at Churchill Downs.
Love to hear it. And the announcement came out this week from Churchill Downs that there'll be 36 Kentucky Derby qualifying points races, and that starts today with the Iroquois. So any changes in that, the whole sequence that we saw through the year, you know, where you qualify, how these horses get the points they need to get into the Derby?
You know, not a whole lot. It's sort of a lot of it will be the same from this past year where, you know, the North American Road to the Kentucky Derby includes 17 qualifying spots for the first Saturday in May, with the Euro Mideast Road having two possible invitations plus the Japan Road to the Kentucky Derby to round out the field of 20 for the first Saturday in May. You know, just the minor changes, the Leonidas Stakes at Turfway Park, which would be nice for me in the wintertime up at Turfway. We'll have a Road to the Kentucky Derby prep season race up there. And then with the new Belmont Park, the Jerome, which was run at Aqueduct, is no longer going to be run up there as part of the series. So those are just the minor changes, but it all kicks off today in the 1 mile Iroquois Stakes. It's a good starting point to get the Road to the Kentucky Derby 153 started.
Excellent. One other thing I wanted to cover with you. On Thursday, I reached out to you because Florent Giroux took a nasty fall in a spill on Thursday, and I understand he will not ride today. He is out for an indefinite period of time.
Yeah, he's on the sidelines. I talked to Flo, you know, yesterday and again today, and it was just a really unfortunate incident where he was looming up to take the lead on a very, you know, well thought of 2-year-old Flip-Flop Freak. And unfortunately, you know, Flip-Flop Freak suffered an injury, and Florent, you know, he just in an instant, you know, fell in that race. It was just sort of one of the craziest things I've seen in a long time in the horse racing world. So Flo's on the sidelines. He's, you know, his spirits are good. I think the prognosis, they're still trying to figure it out from the hospital just to see how long he'll be out for. Unfortunately, a couple of horses behind him might have clipped him when he went down. So they're just, you know, still running some tests and hoping for the best that he won't be out too long, but he'll definitely be sidelined for the next few weeks at least.
Well, we wish the best to Florent Giroux as well. He's been out here riding quite a bit in California this year, and sorry to see that happen. I'm glad he's going to be okay in the long run. Let's talk a little bit about the five stakes races you have today. The first of the stakes races goes as race number 6. That goes about 12:20 Pacific time. That's the Open Mind Stakes, and Florent Giroux was scheduled to ride number 2 Cash Call for Bob Baffert. I understand Jose Ortiz is picking up that mount.
Yeah, Jose picks up that mount. Jose will actually pick up all of the mounts today that Florent was originally scheduled to ride. This is the most competitive in my mind of the five stakes on this program this afternoon, where, you know, on paper, there's a lot of speed in this race, John, where, you know, Look Forward, who is coming back for Michael McCarthy, might show some speed early on, shipping in from Del Mar. Cash Call likes to show some speed. Moto on the outside is speed. Esternia is always forward. So it's a very interesting race to see how this race will shape up. And, you know, I think all eyes will be on the two Bafferts and a lot of the tickets breaking from post 1 and 2, Usha and Cash Call. But it's a very competitive running of the Open Mind, and I think the most competitive of the five stakes this afternoon.
Yeah, field of 7, but it's pretty evenly matched. And I know Bob Baffert probably is not too happy drawing post 1 and 2 with Usha and Cash Call, knowing Bob. So he'll have to deal with that, and we'll see what happens there. The 7th race on the card, that is the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. This is for older horses, 6.5 furlongs. We have the scratch at number 2, Hear My Song. And I know one horse that was doing a rain dance was number 1, Harrodsburg.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way that Harrodsburg won his last two starts over the sloppy surface here at Churchill Downs was just, you know, eye-popping and impressive. He's a very difficult horse in the mornings and to handle for trainer Mike Tomlinson. But I think he's sort of figured him out a little bit. And Mike has noted that this horse runs very well off the layoff. He's not too concerned that it's not a sloppy track because he said, I think we might have figured him out. He look for him in the paddock to be on his toes and sort of, you know, feeling pretty good. If he's not, then that's usually not a good sign for Harrodsburg. But when he schooled yesterday, he was definitely feeling good in the paddock, was on his toes and giving his handlers all they could handle. It's almost like a two-horse race on paper between Bilt and Harrodsburg. They faced one another 2 starts back in the Bango Stakes for Bilt last time out for Harrodsburg. Bilt went on to win the Vanderbilt Stakes at Saratoga, and then Harrodsburg had a planned layoff here for the summertime to run fresh in this start in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society to hopefully make it to the Breeders' Cup Sprint. You know, I'm looking for these two to, you know, sort of put on a show, and Harrodsburg, for me, speed from the rail with Luis Saez. I think he's going to be maybe getting the better of Bilt this afternoon, but you can't hold Bilt's class against him after winning the Grade 2 at Saratoga last time out.
built as a 6-5 favorite, post number 5, Harrisburg from post number 1. So that's shaping up as an interesting contest there. Flavian Pratt rides Built. The 8th race today, this is the Pocahontas. This is the 2-year-old race, 1-turn mile for these 2-year-olds. And one of my radio plays today earlier in the show, I gave out number 1, Pierrette. I don't think she particularly liked the Saratoga main track. She came running a little bit late when she got a hold of it. And she is perfect at Churchill Downs. And I thought the way she galloped out last time, a 1-turn mile will be good for her. The morning line favorite, number 2, Manuka Honey, coming off a daylight win at Ellis Park.
Yeah, it's, I wouldn't be surprised if Manuka Honey, you know, runs off the screen in this race. But you're right on Pierrette. And the thing that I liked about her the most after, you know, running so poorly in the Adirondack is she came right back here to Churchill Downs and posted a bullet work of 46-4 on August the 14th. So she clearly, you know, even though that she did not handle things well at Saratoga that day, she came back here to Churchill Downs where she was so impressive in those first two starts and, you know, picked up business where she left off. Manuka Honey was very impressive this summer at Ellis Park and winning by daylight in both of those races. You can question, you know, maybe what did she beat in those races? Did she get anything out of those races for how impressively she won? I don't think the 1-turn mile will hurt her at all in this race. Scarlett Begonia for Brad Cox is another sort of up-and-comer. She ran in the Adirondack, finished 3rd last time out, but was an impressive debut winner at Ellis Park. And then Miss Anna for the Brendan Walsh camp won by daylight last time out at Ellis Park. So she's looking to take the next step in her career. It's an interesting rendition of the Pocahontas. But, you know, even though Manuka Honey won by daylight, it wouldn't surprise me if any of those fillies that I just mentioned tried to give her a run for the money.
9th race today, this is the Grade 2 Locust Grove. This is a mile and a 16th for older fillies and mares. You've got a 3-5 favorite in Splendora, and she might even go shorter than that. You have 2 scratches, Simply Joking. Number 2, she's going to go to Gulfstream Park today for the Princess Rooney. And number 5, Miss Authentic is out. So that just leaves us a field of 4, and it looks like Splendora holds the tactical advantage in the race, too.
Yeah, she really does, and it'll just be a question mark to me on how much pressure does Louis Saez and Immersive put on Splendora. You know, I was really hopeful and seeing Immersive last time out when she won the phase at Tipton Fleur de Lis, because it sort of seemed like the Immersive of old. She was able to gut out that win and was able to get by Regaled late to win by 3/4 of a length. And, you know, sometimes when fillies do that, they can sort of turn a corner, get some confidence, has the spacing between the races like trainer Brad Cox typically likes to do with many of his horses. But, you know, I think she's just up against it with the lone speed of Splendora this afternoon.
And then the final stakes race, race number 10 on the card, that's the Iroquois. This is the first Kentucky Derby point qualifying race. You have Bob Baffert with the 8-5 favorite, number 7, Salahuddin. I don't think he's a slam dunk in a pretty wide open field.
Yeah, the interesting thing with Salahuddin from the summertime, he just sort of seems to be catching on to things, how to run. He was very workmanlike in winning his debut, going 6.5 furlongs. I think the longer the distance is, the better. So even though it's a 1-turn mile, he's went from 6.5 then to the 7/8 Ellis Park Juvenile. Now a 1-turn mile, it's probably still not his preferred distance. He probably wants to go around 2 turns. But in this race, you know, if he runs back to the Ellis Park Juvenile, he's still not faster than Blessed Flyer for Patricia's Hope and Mark Farrar and Mike Tomlinson, who was very quick by winning the Bashford Manor here in the end of June. Stretches out to the 1-turn mile from going 3/4 of a mile in the Bashford Manor. Mike Tomlinson has said, you know, the longer distances don't seem to be a problem in his eyes, the way that Blessed Flyer has trained coming into this race, always gallops out impressively in the mornings, and was able to rally from well off the pace to win the Bashford Manor at 31-1 that afternoon. Will not be 31-1 this afternoon, but if he runs back to that race, he's faster than I think the rest of this field.
Well, he caught a horse named He Is No Lie, who's back in this race after He Is No Lie set a blistering pace last time in the Bashford Manor. If He Is No Lie gets loose for trainer Doug O'Neill, they might not know which way he went. He's a pretty fast horse. So a really good series of races today. Kevin, I know you've done your homework, obviously, talking to you about the stakes races. You have a radio play for our folks at Churchill Downs?
I'm keying in on Harrodsburg this afternoon in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. If I can get 3-1, that's a win bet candidate for me in the in race number 7. I'd say the early part of this card is the more competitive part of the card. If you're trying to look for prices, could get a little chalky late, but Harrodsburg is the one I'm keying in on.
So that's race number 7 today, the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Number 1, Harrodsburg, 3-1 for our guest, Kevin Kirstein. Kevin, give out your handle on X, because, again, if you're looking for scratches, videos of workouts, this is the man you want to follow.
Yeah, I'm at Horse Racing KK on X. Anything to do with Kentucky racing at our Churchill properties, whether it be here at Churchill Downs, Ellis Park in Henderson, Kentucky, or in the wintertime at Turfway Park in Florence, Kentucky.
Kevin, I really appreciate the work you do, the videos you post up. It keeps us all informed on the West Coast. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, John. Good luck today.
That was Kevin Kirstein from Kentucky Racing Communications. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, Bruce Finkelstein will join us, and he'll talk a little bit about Los Alamitos handicapping angles, and we'll get a pick from Bruce, too. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For more than 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike and John Lindo in Southern California. Fall racing includes major races from Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and the new Belmont Park. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Go to todaysracingdigest.com, set up an account, and choose the track you play or the handicapper you know. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. We had talked earlier about the National Horse Players Championship. The 2027 winner will receive $1 million. If you want to get qualified today, there's a couple ways to do it. We talked about the $500 on-track qualifier at Los Alamitos with two NHC NHC seats guaranteed. There's a $195 pick and pray qualifier with two NHC seats guaranteed. That's at horseplayers.com. And we talked about Woodbine today. There's a $1,000 Woodbine Mile Handicapping Challenge. You can play on track at Woodbine, but you can also play it through ExpressBet and TwinSpires.com. Several ways to qualify and try and take on Bob Ike in the 2027 NHC. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, before we talk about some handicapping, how about the NYRA today, this week, contemplating shifting the distance of the Belmont Stakes? I'm sure you were shocked by that.
Yeah, I could see that coming. I almost like that better than the other changes that have been. I want to keep everything at the way it was, too, but you can kind of see that coming, can't you, John? I mean, we haven't run that at a mile and a half for a while, and it is an oddball distance, but it's a great tradition. But, yeah, not surprisingly, we're probably going to see a mile and a quarter race, which kind of makes it a little more of a ho-hummer.
Well, you know, the thing about it to me is that you have the Preakness now 1 week in front of the Belmont at a mile and 3/16, and if they kept the Belmont at a mile and a half, horses that don't really want to go the mile and a half have another option right in front of them there. So they've kind of got to do something, and hopefully they get this whole Triple Crown sorted out where the horses can participate in all three. It's an absolute shame that, you know, with growth, there's some pain. So we'll see what happens there.
You know, one last thing. They're trying to promote something brand new, which is great, but they've already got something that the public loves. It's called the Triple Crown. I don't know why you have to tinker with it that much if it's working. I mean, that's, John, it gets the biggest ratings. People know those horses the best. Why mess with it? You know, it's more than held its own over the years, the Triple Crown.
Absolutely. Let's get a little handicapping done. First of all, where do you want to go out of state for your radio play?
You know, great rundown last segment on Churchill Downs of the stakes races. I'm going to do the race right after the stakes races end. The 11th race, John, is a straight maiden race at 6.5 furlongs for fillies. And I think the horses that have run haven't been super impressive in here. I think they're highly beatable. There's a first-timer that I've watched online in workouts that looks very good, and that's the 8 Jill's Follies. Two significant workouts. August 14th, she was under a hold that day. She was best, but they really didn't let her loose until very late into the work. The workout that was super was August 28th, the Bullet 59-3. John, they put her about, I would say, close to 4 lengths behind her barn mate, a runner by the name of Big Life, and she engulfed her. She made a run at her, ran right by her in the stretch. She could really finish. That was a super work. I love the way she's trending going into the race. She doesn't face that type of field. Eddie Kennelly can get them ready at first asking. I think she's in a very good spot. Race 11, the 8, Jill's Follies, 4-1 on the morning line.
So that's race number 11, Churchill Downs. Number 8, Jill's Folly, 4-1 for Bruce. And, Bruce, let's get a play from Los Alamitos.
Let's go to the fourth race, John. This is a starter allowance race at 5.5 furlongs. And there's a common theme amongst these seven runners. They all kind of want the lead. I would count as many as 5 of these horses do their best running on or near the lead. This could set up nicely for someone sitting off the pace. And a horse that could be a brand-new horse is the 4 Mega Moon. They took the blinkers off this guy in his career start number 25. They took the blinkers off, went a mile, and it's like he was a brand new horse that day, John. I think we're all surprised the way he relaxed. He was another one that used to be a front runner, but he relaxed beautifully on the lead, and he won going away, and it was really kind of an eye-catching performance. And off of that race, he was stepped up against, I think, a very nice horse by the name of Roscoe's Brother in an allowance race for Mark Glatt. He didn't run that badly. He finished 4th in that tough allowance race pretty much around the track. This is an easier group today, and with the blinkers off, maybe he's a brand-new horse. They can get him to settle behind all this speed. Race 4, the 4 Mega Moon, 92 on the morning line. If you're playing exacta, the horse to fear is definitely the 2-1 shot, the 2 getting by, but I'm going to gamble on the 4 Mega Moon in race 4.
That's the 4 Mega Moon in the 4th at Los Alamitos. Bruce, we're late on the break. They can grab all your stuff at BetOnBruce.com. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Let's take our final break. When we come back, Michael Rona is back from Kentucky Downs calling day and night. So we'll be back with Michael Rona after the break here on AM 830 KLAA. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six pool reached the $80,000 mark on September 6th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action tonight. It's the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, led by Grade 1 Ed Burke Memorial winner CV FDD Dynasty Shan, leading the way in tonight's Futurity. The field will also feature Ed Burke finalist Nuclear Arsenal and impressive trial winners Uptick and AJ Your Favorite. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al QH on YouTube.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a short segment. And I feel bad. Michael Rona is back from Kentucky Downs. He'll be calling the races this afternoon at Los Alamitos and tonight for the quarter horse meet. Michael, welcome back. Great job at Kentucky Downs.
Thank you very much, John.
Listen, we got the Grade 1 Millie Vessels tonight as the feature race, eighth on the card. Outstanding field.
It is. It's the filly and mare Avenue into December's Champion of Champions, and it is a stellar cast at 400 yards, Grade 1, morning line favorite, number 6, Shaken Going On, the reigning California Quarter Horse of the Year. She finished third in this race last year as a 3-year-old. She's 2 for 2 as a 4-year-old. She's a reliable, fast beginner in gate number 6. You get beautiful number 8 as the second choice on the morning line, one of the top juveniles of last season and winner of this year's Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks, most recently third in the Grade 1 Rainbow Oaks in New Mexico. She's back in California for trainer Kristen Watanabe, who also has Curl Happy Wagon number 3, the third choice on the morning line, a Last Start Stakes winner. Now, Rodrigo Vallejo has shipped in on select occasions to Losail this year. He's 5 for 5 when doing so, and he rode both Curl Happy Wagon number 3 last time out, and he has ridden Beautiful as well, number 8. He's opting for number 8 Beautiful, the 3-year-old grey filly. So that's noteworthy. It's a very deep, contentious field. I know we're tight on time, but I could list credentials of several others.
6:20 first post time for the night card tonight at Los Alamitos. Now, your substitute, Ed Burgard, gave us chocolate kisses last Saturday at 17:20. So how about a radio play to keep the ball rolling down there under the lights?
Yes, listeners were spoiled both weeks that Ed was on the show. You're stuck with my thoughts again, I'm afraid. And I'm of the same mindset as George Duarte, the Equibase chart caller, who appears on the weekly webcast preview show with Orlando Gutierrez. You can find it at losalamitos.com and on social media. Number 10 in the feature race, Rockin' With Energy, has won 2 Grade 1 Charger bars, and she's got a good look from the outside post 9-2. Number 10 in race 8.
10, Rockin' With Energy to finish off the card. Thanks so much, Michael. We'll give you more time next Saturday. Thanks for listening, everybody. 8 to 10 tomorrow with Mike here. Stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening to Thoroughbred LA. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Join your Angels for every Saturday night home game.